There finally are a few people that are coming back out on the street, but there's some neighborhoods don't appear to have suffered any damage at all, and then you get to other neighborhoods, and for house after house and building after building, they're burned out. There's burned out cars still left on the road. And mostly it seems, at least the neighborhoods that we were in, it seemed that the Uzbeks seem to have got the worst end of it in the parts that we went on. There are things written on the wall, some in Russian, some in Kyrgyz, that basically say death to Uzbeks. Now, having said that, I would add, though, that it doesn't seem to be something that the Kyrgyz that we saw were actually pursuing, because we passed down a road, and it was the road that leads toward the Uzbek border, and there were women carrying sacks, and some of them had children and stuff, and they were Uzbek women, and they were able to just walk down the road, and no one was bothering them. They were headed toward the border, of course, so maybe that was good enough for anyone that was looking at them, that they seemed to be trying to leave the country, but no one was bothering them or anything like that. But like I said, they're especially the couple of the Uzbek neighborhoods we passed were just absolutely burned out, bazaars and markets and stores and stuff along the way, the windows are smashed out, the buildings are burned up. You can see a lot of debris still on the road, mostly from melted tires and cars that were burned up. And as I said, it's kind of getting back to normal a little bit. Normal. People are walking out on the street, and we did see a couple of restaurants that were open and people were eating. But generally, as often as I've been here, there's practically no one on the street, compared to what it should be. So people are still afraid. We haven't personally heard any gunshots, but there's certainly a lot of soldiers going around back and forth. They don't seem to have enough military vehicles to accommodate them, because a lot of them are just driving around in just regular cars, into the barrels of their guns sticking out. There's block posts set along the road practically every 2 kilometers.